The baby was tiny, just 13 days old when she came from Missouri on the train, brought that baby. But I saved his life before she brought him. He's living now, doing well, married a good girl. He works now for a gas company in Forest City.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He went to school, had a high school education, and he went into the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
He remembers, he said, "I know, Grandma, you saved me and not a baby."
Oh.
He's sweet as he can be. They said, "Now, if you need anything, you call us."
Mm-hmm.
I tried all day yesterday to kid you, and I haven't done it yet. Just one fly, that thing followed me from one room to the other.
I know, you don't seem like to me there's a lot of flies and a lot of mosquitoes around here.
You know what?
What?
They have this poison dope to poison the crops with.
Oh.
That's killing a lot of birds. They just
oh.
ruined the bird crops. Oh my goodness, yes.
And then I bet that makes a lot of difference.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm. I bet it does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be so many pretty birds. Mockingbird, get up in the morning and hear them singing. Jaybirds, they don't sing very pretty, but there used to be a lot of them, and they were pretty.
Which would sing the prettiest?
The blue jay, what they call the blue bird or the blue jay. He had a feathers on him, his wings, and most of his body was the color of that blue down that curtain.
Uh-huh.
And then a black ring around his neck and a black top knot. They were pretty.
Mm-hmm. Are they prettier than the others?
Yeah. But the mockingbird are the singers. Yeah.
They sing prettier.
Mm-hmm. My daughter had a parakeet.
Mm-hmm.
She lived out in Memphis, out in the country, like, well, there was woods out there in the hills where they lived. Mm, highways through Memphis. Mm, Brooks Road's where she lived.
Mm-hmm.
And there were trees. And she had a parakeet. Right by the window every morning, there'd be a mockingbird. She'd build her nest
mm-hmm.
up in this tree in my daughter's yard. And that parakeet got to where it would mock that bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My daughter said, and Mama said, Pete, called him Pete, said, Pete is singing with a mockingbird this morning. Mama said, beat the thing I ever saw. And she sat and listened, and the mockingbird was singing. And parakeet and mocking.
If you'd had that parrot that you wanted,
oh,
that might have done that too.
Mr. Stevens was talking about a while ago, had a parrot,
mm-hmm.
his mother and dad. Oh, this Mr. Stevens' grandmother and grandfather had the parrot.
Oh.
Oh, that thing, Mama would take the butter and eggs and stuff up
mm-hmm.
the stairs over the undertaker shop. Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa Stevens made the caskets then.
Oh,
made them. And I used to go, me and one of my girlfriends used to go in this place and watch him make them.
Did you really?
Yes, ma'am. And then after they got Mr. Stevens, them, they lived upstairs and he lived downstairs at his place there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama would carry them butter, eggs, and curd, you know,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
cheese like we were speaking
mm-hmm.
of. Or anything we had, she wanted it, Mama would take it to her. Well, we had to go up some steps. Well, Polly was hung up, you know, in a big cage right up top of the steps. The little porch came out of the kitchen. The stinking thing knew our horse and buggy. And Mama would go, they said, "Good morning, Miss World." Just as nice as please. She'd say, "Hello, Polly." "Hello, Miss World. Miss Stevens is upstairs." Mama would say, "I know it, Polly, I'm coming." "Yes, you coming, you watching, you don't you fall." And he looked down there then me. Said, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning, Polly. How you do?" "I'm well." "Get up, get up, get up." Make my horse get up and I'd have to hold on to it and
oh,
make him stop.
You don't
mean. And then Walter's this Mr. father
mm-hmm.
come downstairs.